What is the meaning of protecting the virtuous? What is the meaning of destruction of the wicked? And what is the meaning of establishment of dharma? All this has only one meaning: to make human beings imbued with the divine nature. This is the real purpose. If this sentence is taken merely as it is, without this important suffix, then it might mean that God comes and destroys, like Rama came and destroyed Ravana, Sri Krishna came and destroyed Kansa, and God Duryodhana and others killed. Even the meaning of dharma establishment is taken in a very ordinary sense, because the word dharma has three meanings: the ordinary ethical meaning, a higher philosophical meaning, and third, a spiritual meaning. Now, normally, not knowing that there are three meanings of the word dharma, we take it in a very ordinary sense, ordinary ethical sense. What is the ordinary ethical sense of the word dharma? Ethical sense of dharma is the act of righteousness. Dharma is only act of righteousness, so that justice is protected, injustice is combated and destroyed. This is all that is meant by dharma. So it may mean that the Divine Lord comes on the earth just what you and I can do in our higher moments of life. We also work for dharma. So if that is the only meaning of dharma, then surely the purpose of God Himself taking the birth on the earth is as limited as our own coming on the earth and doing our activities. There is no special purpose for it. It's not a very great aim to be established. Therefore, dharma is to be understood in its higher philosophical sense and much more in the spiritual sense. And that spiritual sense is understood only when you come to this word madbhavam agataha. Dharma is really speaking nothing but manifestation of the divine nature. It's not only to do righteous act or to do justice, but to possess the divine nature, so that human beings, he comes on the earth basically so that human beings can imbibe, can manifest, can be transformed into the divine nature. Now, this is not a very easy thing to do, to change the human nature, which is normally tamasic, rajasic and sattvic, and even to rise from tamas to rajas is difficult, to rise from rajas to sattva is difficult, but divine nature lies even beyond that. It transcends trigunatmaka prakriti. The present nature prakriti is only trigunatmaka. And in the prakriti there is no further going beyond, in prakriti. Prakriti as we know it, at the highest it is only sattvic. So if you are only to take human beings from rajas to sattva, that is the real meaning of dharma. Because dharma is limited only to sattvic level. That is surely not the meaning of dharma that Sri Krishna wants to imply. Therefore it is explained, madbhavam agata. They become something beyond the human nature, beyond prakriti. And that is the main purpose for the avatar. Now let us dwell upon this important point, because everything else is subordinate. That is why I say this one word is most important, madbhavam agataha. The real purpose of the divine is to lift human beings towards the divine nature. First of all, it explains that the purpose of the whole world is to lift human beings from level to level. Until they are all fully transformed into the divine nature. This is the first statement. If you ask the question, why this world at all? And why this terrible world as it is? The answer is that this world is an evolving world. There is an evolutionary movement in the world. In this evolutionary world, there are stages after stages. And all these stages have to be crossed until you reach a point where human beings can be turned into the divine beings, so that they really act in the world as the divine himself would act on the earth. And how does he act in the world? How does the divine act in the world? That is explained in the other subsequent verses. That I am the creator of an ascending order. Chaturvarnya is that I have created an ascending movement. So divine acts in an ascending manner. How does he act? He acts in such a way that the whole world moves in one direction, and in whichever direction human beings move, the divine himself comes forward and takes every human being into his own path. Whichever path human beings make, he is made into the divine path. That is also the divine way of working in the world. There is an ascending path, and every path is the divine's path. At every stage, the divine adjusts his own way to the human way. As the human beings approach me, so do I approach them. It is like a good mother who deals with every child, specifically for each child, without disturbing his or her consciousness. This is the second way. Third, which is a very, very difficult one, I am the doer and yet I am the non-doer. That is also part of the divine nature. Even when you act, you still have the experience of not doing. This alchemy, where action ceases to be action, and out of non-action, action arises. That is a part of divine nature. The divine nature is at once akshara and kshara. Therefore, unless you balance in you both the immobility and the mobility, so that even in the thickness of highest activity, you are inwardly completely inactive, completely quiet, silent. And all that we call moksha is nothing but this state. The state in which na karma lipyate, in which action does not cling to you. The silence is such a great quietude that all action, as it enters there, it dissolves. Such is the nature of the divine. Therefore, to lift human beings by an ascending path and to make human beings full of knowledge, evam jyatva, the purpose of the divine birth on the earth is to make human beings aware and to transform them into divine nature. When that is done, it is called establishment of dharma. That is the inner meaning of dharma sansthapanarthaya.